everybody. Welcome, welcome from Skid Row Studios to Chickster's Nest. Yes, it's 11 a.m. Today's March the 3rd, 2012. Direct in 6D, where you don't have to wear glasses and only get blurred visions, headaches, and nausea. Yes, welcome everybody to Chickster's Nest, the insane in the membrane, the insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm your host. You got it. I'm the Chickster. I'm your host. It's like scraping toast. I'm up here. It's time to get the beefsteak and rump roast pounded. Live from the lavish Skid Row Studios in downtown Slummania. I'm just kidding. I'm from downtown Skid Row Studios in the heart of town. Welcome, welcome. I'm not crazy. I'm not nuts. I'm not Looney Tunes. I'm just insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Yes, Chickster, my friends, is insane in the membrane. And I just want you to know that I really care about you guys out there. Welcome, chipmunks, pimps, chimps, shrimps, and constituents, the Sewing Club of America. Hello, lesbians, thespians, and naked planetarians. Hello to Manny Moe and Jack. Have a snack. The Shaveless Pussy Club in Redondo Beach. The Brass Balls Society in Pismo Beach. The Chinatown Chicken Choking Club. Hello, Blowtorch Club in Santa Monica. The Penis Envy Club in Beverly Hills. And welcome the Mustang Sally and Mustang Ranch Club in Nevada. Hello, Pencil Neck Geeks and Freaks. Hello, Airplane Enthusiasts and TWA. T-W-A-T. What did you say? Hello, Snatch Club in Cincinnati. Hello to Pool Hustlers, Straight Balls and Crack Balls. Hello, Gerbilists and Snakes, Lizards. The Bates Masters Club in North Hollywood. The Shrinky Dog Pinky Club in Hollywood. Hello, Gays, Strays, Frito-Lays. Hello, Granny Goose. Hello to all the moose. Lions Club, Fart Club in Alhambra, the Yankee Spanky Club in Brooklyn, New York, the Crooked Penis and Dice Club in Nevada. Hello to the Hawaiian Lay Club and all the flowers of mankind and blooming idiots. Hello, grandmas with dildos. Hello, grandpas with vibrators. You know, folks, the Chickster is here, and I spent many years in an insane asylum. I love the place. I should have been called peanut butter because I'm half nuts. Hello to the Glee and Pee Club, the Plain and Effin' Ugly Club. Skid Row Studios was built with integrity. Spit and gum, cardboard, soda pop cans, beer bottles, wine bottles, orange juice containers, marbles and cork balls, and sweat. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm telling you. I'm insane in the membrane. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. And if you're going to the playground, I want you to check out some balls. Yes, you've come to the right place, folks. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, welcome to Chickster's Nest. I might be crazy, but I'm not insane. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Fractured Stories. Excuse me. A boxer dog with an uncommon name of Rover was sniffing dishes that were left over from the night before, just before the lazy Floyd Hubbard finally put them away. But something strange was going on. Rover was staring at one dinner plate in particular, and Mr. Floyd Hubbard discovered that, well, his penile shaft is now in denial. You see, old Rover bit off Mr. Floyd's penis, thinking it to be a Vienna sausage. And all Rover could do was smile at Mr. Floyd and give a couple of woof, 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 woof. But it was too late because Mr. Hubbard's penis was on a dinner plate, unwashed. And Mr. Floyd Hubbard grabbed his crotch and said, "Oh my God, I've been unshafted." And he saw tears and stars and put the the shriveled up penis into an empty mayonnaise jar. And abruptly and loud, he told his wife, "I have no bone to pick with you ever again. I'll never, ever do the dishes again. I'll use paper plates and I'll get a fake penis. I'm leaving you. I'm out of here. So long." As Mrs. Hubbard, she cried. She cried and cried, oh, I'd say about 3 to 5 minutes. And then the boxer dog named Rover said that he'd like another bone. So old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog, Rover, a bone. And when she bent over, old Rover turned over, for he had a bone of his own. And all Mother Hubbard could say was this. Face. How I love you. How I love you. Hey, this is the Chickster, and thank you guys for tuning in. This is Skid Row Radio. You're in tune for Chickster's Nest right here. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up in 2 weeks away, and here are some pre-St. Patty jokes. Why do Irishmen wear two condoms? To be sure, to be sure. What's the definition of an Irish cocktail? A pint of Guinness with a potato in it. What's Irish and stays out all night? Patio furniture. Why do Irish women use vibrators? They like to chip their teeth. Why do Irishmen fall out of windows? Well, he was ironing a curtain. How do you sink an Irish submarine? Knock on the hatch. Another name for masturbation, shamrock. An Irishman called a Dublin number at 3 o'clock in the morning. "Is that O'Malley's bar?" he asked. "No, it's not. This is a private residence. I must have the wrong number." "Ah, it's no trouble at all. I had to get up anyway to answer the phone." "Oh, hello, hello, how are ya? I bet you don't know who I am." "I fooled you, didn't I? Hello, ladies and gentilia, and all insane in the membrane people listening to Chickster's Nest. He's kind of a weirdo. You better watch out, because that guy is strange. I'm telling you. All those of you that don't know me, why, you're much better off. You see, my name is Libra Raunchy. But you folks, you know, you can call me Cucaracha. I like that. I like it. I got you, didn't I? Everybody, I love you. You know, yesterday I decided to exercise. So I got on the menstrual cycle. Just kidding. I decided to do some spring cleaning. So I took off my periwinkle sequin tuxedo vest and top hat and gloves down to my socks and down to my sequin pink jocks. Why, I look like a fox. I tiptoed into the living room, and there it was, my white Steinway piano. You see, I was trying to dust off my chandelabra above my head. And the piano, well, you see, it had such a wax buildup on it. Well, I hate to tell you this, but I lost my footing. Yeah. And the chandelier fell right on top of my head. My 24 gold-plated chandelier. I didn't want to get it dented, but I was a little dizzy, you know. In fact, Jerry Lee Lewis was not the only one that yelled, "Great balls of fire." My balls looked like two toasted marshmallow s'mores. I also ruptured my wishbone. But talk about a bad stroke of luck. In fact, I realized, folks, that sometimes your spine or your back has many joints. Oh, I smoked a few doobies in my time. I really did. Well, folks, you know, it's been a pleasure to converse with you by mouth or converse with you by foot. Until next time, until we meet again, I want you to know that the Hollywood stars are twinkling and I love you. I love you. I really do. And you know, my name is Libra Raunchy. And I just want to say before I go, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I knew you really knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me cry for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. Well, folks, until next time. Oh, by the way, maybe you and I can maybe go out and get a cup of hot, stimulating tea. I'd like that.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chases are known.
Far from the cry of the city,
where flowers pretty caress the streams.
Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in.
So let us abide in our dreams. Picture you upon my knee.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
Me for you.
And you for me alone. Nobody near us to hear us or see us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break and you awake.
And I'll start to bake a little sugar cake
for me to take for all the boys
to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you,
a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we will be?
We will raise a family,
and a little girl. how happy we.
Oh, can't you see how happy we?
Can't you see how happy we would be?
Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, T for Two. And don't forget, horses and goats, granny's eating oats. What do you say, grandpa's tumbling in the hay? Gerbilists, boozers, hipsters, potsters, and gargleholics. After today's news, it'll be time to hear from our astrological forecaster and storyteller, the one and only Una Moon. Chicksters and Satan in the membrane, you know that. I'm on Chickster's Nest here in Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles, and I'm very happy. So you folks, stay tuned. And here's news to you, kiddo. It's about time for up-to-the-minute, last-second news. Hello to all my feeble brains from the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never made a peep, and the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep, and on the freeways the traffic creeps, and the Angelinos beep, bunch of honkies, and flash this just in, thanks for nothing, an ambulance was called by the aid of Rupert Ritchie, who was lying injured outside a road just outside of Odell, Illinois, today at 10:30 a.m. As it arrived to the scene, an ambulance skidded on the snow pavement runway and then struck and killed Rupert. And another breathtaking story due to bad weather. Reseda Hills, California, heavy rain. A condom truck skids on wet pavement, burning out all four rubbers, and the driver spills a load, and then he hits the wall, and the paparazzi asks the driver, Eddie Haskell, who only suffered from a broken penile shaft, a few simple questions. The paparazzi wanted to know if they can take pictures. The driver said, no effing way, and said to the paparazzi, do you know why cameras are like condoms? Because they both capture the moment, and that's the way it is.
So heavenly,
heavenly,
a fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight. stars fell on Alabama last night.
I never planned my imagination. Situation. So heavenly.
So heavenly.
Fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center. Just you and me.
Beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba, 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 yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, on behalf of the Chickster's Nest podcast here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. I would like to give all of you Pisces a special St. Patrick's Day prediction. There's something wonderful and special about doing exactly what you expected to be doing. Feeling like you are in control will bring you great happiness. Aries and Libra people adore you. Your lucky numbers are 30, 2, 12, 25, and 40. Now, a few words about my little friends, the leprechauns. As legend states, every leprechaun has a pot of gold hidden in a secret place, and if captured, he must give up his golden treasure. Of course, it's quite difficult to catch a leprechaun. They are especially tricky and can often turn themselves into rabbits or squirrels to fool you into thinking they are something they aren't. When they are caught, however, they often trick their captor into looking away for a split second so that they can make their escape into the woods. One tale is told of an Irish gentleman. After much searching and effort, captured one of the wee folk. After much coaxing, the Irishman finally persuaded the leprechaun to take him to the very bush where his treasure of gold was buried. It is said that the man quickly tied a red bandana to a branch on the bush and hurried home to fetch a shovel. When he returned a short time later to dig up his treasure, a red bandana had been fastened to every bush in the forest. Leprechauns love to play tricks on people, causing them to drop or spill things. They often hide keys and other belongings just to frustrate us. So next time you lose a possession that you swear should be right where you left it, don't be surprised if it's the only some silly little leprechaun having played a funny trick on you to pass the time. All is green on Paddy's Day. He's a bit of a mystery. All we know is his hat is green. On the Emerald Isle, we still like to smile. That big old recession won't cause no depression. We'll always have our pride. Have a special green day today and every day in March. And don't forget to put your zip code on all the mail you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Now back to the chickster who's insane in the membrane.
Oh, excuse me. I was gargling away my membrane. You know, I'm crazy in the membrane. I'm crazy. I'm telling you. I can't take this anymore. No. I gotta tell you guys, I'm sane or you wouldn't listen to me, right? Right? I do have some of my marbles, don't I? Don't I? Huh? Tell me. Okay. I have a peewee of a brain. Okay. And now, strays and gays, ladies and gentilia, lesbos, thesbos, ladies and germs, dicks and pricks, people living in the sticks, ball people, mall people,
and folks,
lesbians, thesbians, librarians and planetarians, grannies with dildos and grandpas with snake tongues, and hello to all Waldos and chicken-hated gizzards and gerbilists with lizards. Skid Row Radio in downtown Los Angeles, direct from Chickster's Nest, bringing it all to you. Skid Row Studios, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents our melodrama from your place on the toilet to the sewer, to the high seas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, proudly I am talking about the greatest ship in the world to never sail the universe. And now it's time for the Cry Panic!
Captain!
Call me by my right name, lad.
You can call me by my right name as well, sir.
What on heaven's earth is your name?
Pud. Originally, it was Puddington, and shortened by my father, Wesley, to Pudding. And everybody at school made fun of me, so I shortened it to Pud.
Oh, go beat your Pud.
Oh, Captain!
I'll say it again. Please, call me by my right name.
What name, sir?
Captain Abercrombie. Now, what's your beef, young man?
I'm a vegetarian, sir.
Oh, horse shit!
Now, I can eat that because it's vegan.
Be serious, Pud. Don't be a smartass.
Tell me, Captain, do you think we'll make it through the Dead Seas?
We'll get there quicker than you could say dead rabbit.
What about the Seven Seas?
Cheap, crusty, crappy, cardboard, challenge, catastrophe, and,
oh, you got it.
Curtains, yes.
You certainly have a sense of dead humor, sir. What I really want to know...
Yes, go on.
Well, I want to ask you this, Captain. Is the Cry Panic seaworthy?
Listen to me, Pud. It's about dignity and respect. Before I ever accepted the job being a sea captain, I called over the chief executive officer of the Cry Panic and... point blankly, I asked him if the ship was seaworthy. He cleared his throat, and he said with a lisp, "It's unthinkable."
That's a sign of indigestion. I mean relief, Captain.
Oh, don't worry yourself, silly. Do you realize the Cry Panic is the one and only ship in the world built like this? Made with spit and gum. Made with Wrigley's chewing gum. and the hull of the ship is made with tungsten steel razor blades from the good folks at the Gillette Razor Safety Company. The engine room was designed by the grandparents of Manny, Moe, and Jack, known as the Pep Boys. Fixtures provided to us by the 88-cent only stores, and guests aboard the ship get a crunchy chocolate chip cookie under their pillow, along with a Bible, a granny pistol. And now, lad, are there any other questions? I'm afraid you'll have to hurry. I have a do-or-die meeting coming up.
Yes, sir. I ordered a Coca-Cola a little while ago, and you see, it was lukewarm.
Shiver me timbers! Shiver me timbers! The whole ship is out of control! Give it up! Give it up! It's over! It's over! Can't even get a fucking cracker on this sinkhole!
What was that, Captain Abercrombie and Fitch?
The spirit of a dead bird.
Should have been the spirit of St. Louis.
Sink or swim!
In which direction should I go, sir?
Downward.
Thanks for your opinion, kind sir.
Pud, you better beat it, and have a good stroke of luck. Indeed, I'm very grateful that we had a heartwarming conversation.
Goodbye, Captain Abercrombie.
Goodbye, Pud. All hands on deck. I said, all hands on deck. For the last time, all hands on deck.
I give up, I give up. It's sink or swim. Sink or swim! Sink or swim! It doesn't matter anymore! It's over! It's over!
Hear ye! Hear ye! Hear ye! Gentlemen, this meeting shall commence immediately! Right on! Right now! Let's go! I have some good news, and I'm afraid I have some bad news. What do you, gentlemen aboard the Cripanic want to hear first? Aha! The good news. Yes, the good news. We'll get 11 Oscars!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Cripanic. First, it was a tragedy. Now, it's much happiness with much joy.
Oh,
Yes, much joy and much happiness. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls alike, moms and dads, here once again is the lovely and charming Una Moon with words of wisdom and a well-known written poem for your enjoyment.
Hello, this is Una Moon once again, and I would like to share some words of wisdom with you this lucky month of March. To be stupid, selfish, and have good health are three requirements for happiness. Though if stupidity is lacking, all is lost. Happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. Fashion is a form of ugliness so intolerable that we have to alter it every 6 months. Democracy is a device that ensures we shall be governed no better than we deserve. Now a couple of wonderful poems by the late Shel Silverstein. Where the sidewalk ends. There is a place where the sidewalk ends and before the street begins. And there the grass grows soft and white, and there the sun burns crimson bright. And there the moonbird rests from his flight to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black and the dark street winds and bends. Past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow, we shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow. And watch where the chalk-white arrows go to the place where the sidewalk ends. Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk-white arrows go. For the children, they mark, and the children, they know, the place where the sidewalk ends. An invitation. If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come sit by my fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. And speaking of invitation, I would like to invite you all to sing along with me this happy little tune. Ooblah-dee, ooblah-da, life goes on. La, 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 life goes on. Ooblah-dee, ooblah-da, life goes on. La, 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 life goes on. Until next time, this is Una Moon signing off. Live, laugh, and be happy. Remember to follow the rainbow and follow your dream. Your pot of gold will be awaiting. Now back to the Chickster, insane in the membrane.
I'm insane in the membrane! These flies are killing me around here! Gotcha! Oh, boy, I tell you, folks, I see flies in front of me. First, I saw spots last night. Now I saw silverfish in my rug last night. Now I... Stop it, stop it, stop it. Oh boy. Sorry, folks, sorry. Did you hear about the fly in the toilet seat that got pissed off? Yucky, pucky flies. Flies, talk about the good life. A female fly spends 40% of her time doing absolutely nothing, just hanging out, daydreaming. Another 30% of her time is spent upchucking all over despicable things. She's about to eat all kinds of junk, and she spends time sucking up the pucked up mess. Oh, and just a little added fun, flies pee every 5 minutes. And to think that a fly has done all that and peed on your picnic lunch. here are some facts about the fly. A fly responds to light 10 times faster than we do, alerting to it to the dangers of rolled up newspapers that you're about to swat it with. As they fast like devils too, their wings beat about 180 times a second. Try flapping your arms that fast. Scientists know that more than 100,000 different kinds of flies are in existence, but some think there may be upwards of a million different types of flies out there. Most are unidentified. Flies fly, fly. They fly in your face through the laws of gravity. They can scale walls, walk upside down on ceilings, thanks to special glands on their feet that produce a sticky glue-like substance. A fly has bristly hair all over its body, perfect for germs to hide in. The tongue of a fly has a goosey, spongy surface. Mother flies lay 75 to 150 eggs a time a year and hatch 600 to 1,000 babies in a lifetime. One average-sized trash can can serve as many flies as a nursery school for 30,000 flies a week. And, you know, time flies when you're having flies. A flea and a fly and a flew were in prison, so what could they do? Said the fly, let us flee. Let us fly, said the flea. And they flew through a flaw in the flue.
Waiter, waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Don't worry, sir. The spider in the bread roll will get it.
Waiter, waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
So what? There's soup on your fly.
Waiter, waiter, come here. There's a dead fly in my soup.
It must have committed suicide, sir.
Waiter, your thumb is in my soup.
That's all right, sir. The soup's not that hot.
Waiter, there's a fly in my wine.
Well, sir, did you ask for something with a little body in it? Oh, boy, folks, I'll tell you. I am crazy. My shirt's untucked. My fly is down. My pants are falling. What's left? Yeah, take it off, take it off. Another St. Paddy's Day joke. Two guys were sitting at a bar in Dublin when one turned to the other and said, "You see that chap over there? Don't you think he looks like me?" The man went over to his doppelganger and said, "Excuse me, but I couldn't help noticing that you're a dead ringer for me." "You're right, you're right. I do look like you. Where are you from?" "I'm from Dublin." "Well,
Which street are you from? Well, I'm from Kilfoyle Road. Kilfoyle Road? That's incredible, said the man. He said, that's my road, too. What's the number? 76. 76? I don't believe it. Me, too. What are your parents' names? Joe and Kitty. Joe and Kitty. Unbelievable. So are mine. Just then, the bartender changed shifts. Anything happened? Said to the new bartender. Nothing much, said the old bartender. Oh, except the Murphy twins are drunk again. Anyway, folks, derelicts, pricks, chicks, dicks out there. You know, Chickster's Nest here on Skid Row Radio. I really am insane in the membrane. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? One, but the light bulb has to want to change. There once was a man named Finnegan who broke out of jail just a Sinigan. He broke laws by the dozen, even stole from his cousin. Now the jail he broke out of, he's in again. There was a young girl from Hong Kong who said, you are utterly wrong to say my vagina is the largest in China just because of your mean little dong. There was a young man from Plumber of Lee who was plumbing a girl by the sea. She said, stop your plumbing, there's somebody coming. Said, the plumber's still coming, it's me. Said a woman with open delight, my pubic hair is perfectly white. I admit there's a glare, but the fellows don't care. They locate it more quickly at night. And finally, a nymphomaniac named Alice used dynamite to stick for a phallus. They found her vagina in North Carolina and her asshole in the Buckingham Palace. The only thing that I could explain, my friends, is she would have to talk to Mr. Shane. You know, Mr. Shane.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. Ay, ay, ay. You're really swell. Ooh, I must admit you deserve little Indians that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. Buy me a Mr. Shane, please let me explain. Buy me a Mr. Shane means that you're grand. Buy me a Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me a Vista Prima. So kiss me and say you'll understand.
Say I'll understand, yes I understand. He'd live out to the bubbles would live out to the of all the girls I've known, and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. Ooh, ay, ay, ay. And you're really swell, huh? I must admit you deserve little Sicilians that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. Buy me a Mr. Shane, please let me explain. Buy me a Mr. Shane means that you're grand. Buy me a Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Bundabarish language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Me a Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. So kiss me, say you'll understand.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. Haven't you folks heard that this entire week we are celebrating National Preservation Day, Decadence Week? Keep your assets frozen. Don't bend over unless you're Greek. Preserve your loved ones. Why, Marilyn Monroe's ass was saved many, many times. Keep your mother-in-law frozen. Preserve her in that glass jar. And take care of her false teeth as well. And hump day Wednesdays, nobody says you can't hump on Thursdays. Yes, folks, preserve your loved ones.
Mommy, can I play in the sandbox?
Not until we find a better place to bury Daddy.
Oh, Mommy, you said Grandma's ashes. Did the poor old lady pass away?
No, just too damn lazy to use an ashtray. You're listening to Chickster on Skid Row Radio. This is Chickster's Nest. More powerful than a locomotive. More powerful than a constipated rooster or suppository booster. Faster than a speeding Jimi Hendrix. Able to leap tall buildings up with a boner overbound. Look up in the sky. Why, it's a turd. It's a effing bird. Take my word or else F you. It's Superman. Three guys were standing on the roof of the Empire State Building. The first said,
"You know, the wind currents up here in New York are so strong that you could step off the edge of this building and literally float into midair due to the upward thrust of the air current." "You're crazy," said the second guy. "You don't believe me. Here, watch this." And with that, the first guy stepped off the edge of the Empire State Building and floated around in midair for 30 seconds and returned safely to the roof. "That was amazing," said the second guy. "I've got to try that." And the second guy stepped off the roof. But instead of floating, he dropped like a stone to the street more than 1,000 feet below. Seeing this, the third guy, who had remained silent until then, turned to the first guy and said, "You know something? There are times when you can be a real asshole, Superman." "Yes, Superman, you could be a real..."
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling abandon every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
That was Lena Horne, Stormy Weather. Yes, but... Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just want to say I am insane in the membrane. I'm a little crazy. I love life and life loves me. I'm as happy as can be. A happier man nowhere exists. I think I'll go and slash my wrist. When you're smiling, oh, it's so funny. It's miraculously funny to watch the jigster. Oh, he's so insane in the membrane. And when you're smiling, yes, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, you keep on laughing. The sun can't help shining too. When you're crying, you bring on the rose, so keep on crying. What, would you be happy again? Hello? 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 Oh, boy, this is ridiculous. You guys listen to the chickster. Oh, he's so funny. He's so funny. You got to tune in next week. Well, he's not to be here next week. He's going to be on vacation 2 weeks. But I'll tell you something. You guys got to go to the River Festival. The River Festival is going to be here March 10th next week. Sponsored by Skid Row Studios. Yes. Yes. 1726 North Spring Street. And Chickster will see you there. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm tickled pink. Well, I have to go now, you know. I have to say goodbye to everybody. You know, you've been listening to the Chickster. Here he is. Chickster, come here. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This is the Chickster. I want to say that I've enjoyed being with you on this podcast, number 6. I want to thank Laramie Jeremy, our chief engineer, who's been wonderful. I want to thank April Havashankman and Jared Wilson Whittem for their support, doing that fine editing for Cry Panic. And of course, the founder of Skid Row Radios, the man himself. Let's give it up for Jeremy Hansen. And also our correspondent that does the horoscope and the poems and those crazy songs, Una Moon. How could I forget about Una? And this is the Chickster. Yes, I'm insane in the membrane. Tune in next 2 weeks here. Skid Row Radio and Chickster will be with you. Until then, so long, goodbye, and good riddance. I love you.